George Borrello, you've run things. You've built a business. You know, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who don't necessarily have that background.
Well, yeah, and that is, to me, that's the, one of the big problems we have in Albany. We have far too many people that don't know what it's like to deal with the oppressive laws and regulations and taxes that they pass down. You know, I'm one of only two people that have been a county executive in the state Senate. And I don't think anyone has been both a small business owner and a countywide elected official. So they, you know, I believe I bring a unique perspective. You know, I have the scars of doing business in New York State, and also of dealing with the unfunded mandates and that Albany, you know, brings down on local government, particularly county government. So I'm I will bring that perspective and work hard to stand up for small business owners, for local governments, and for every other hardworking person in New York State.
Governor said today that the Medicaid deficit is rising. Obviously, you see it from the one end. Now you're going to be seeing it from the other end.
Well, you know, New York State, you know, to me, Medicaid is the we have the largest Medicaid program in the nation. It's larger than California and Texas combined. And, you know, Medicaid is out of control. You know, it's there's waste, there's fraud, there's corruption, and we have a state government that has, you know, left the floodgates open. Anybody can show up literally from anywhere in the world and instantly qualify for the most lucrative welfare system in the nation, and that has to change. And the deficit's growing because nothing's being done about it. And the first thing that has to happen, in my opinion, is that the state government has to take over the cost of Medicaid 100%. Right now, local governments bear a significant portion of the burden, and New York State will never seriously take welfare reform and Medicaid reform seriously until they have to pay for it 100%. So, in my opinion, that's what needs to happen. If the state wants this, you know, this Cadillac program, then they should pay for it 100%. And only then, and only then, will they really take reforming it and improving it and reducing its costs seriously.
We've been talking with Chautauqua County Executive George Borrello, who was just elected to the state Senate.
Thanks. Appreciate it.